Brazil has the world's second highest coronavirus infection rate, with more than 1.7 million reported cases and nearly 68,000 deaths. Brazil's president has largely downplayed the severity of the virus. Jair Bolsonaro called it a measly flu and urged people to go to work with a campaign called Brazil Can't Stop, which some say encouraged its spread, even to the president. During his announcement that he himself tested positive for COVID-19, he said reaction to the pandemic has been overblown. Erika Kokai, a member of the Brazilian Chamber of Representatives from the Workers' Party, doesn't think so.
O presidente da República que testa positivo, eu me pergunto quantas pessoas Bolsonaro infectou, porque Bolsonaro não usava máscara.
She says she wonders how many people have been infected by President Bolsonaro because he doesn't wear a mask and has participated in multiple gatherings. She stresses that other people that might have been infected by him might not have the same opportunity to self-isolate and have a proper medical treatment. Bolsonaro says he has been taking hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for the virus. He says he is already feeling better and that the drug had an almost immediate effect. He has touted hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment for COVID-19 for months. The WHO recently discontinued trials of the drug, saying it showed little to no effect in reducing mortality of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. But the Brazilian Ministry of Health still recommends the use of the drug in treating coronavirus infections. Luiz Henrique Mandetta is the former Brazilian Minister of Health. He talked about the Bolsonaro administration's attitude regarding hydroxychloroquine.
O que nós estamos precisando é de ciência, nós estamos precisando é de bancada.
Mandetta told Globo that during his time in the Ministry of Health, experts reviewed the possible use of hydroxychloroquine in the treatment of COVID-19. But he says the drug has since been politicized, first by President Trump and then by Bolsonaro, to give some kind of assurance for people that they could go to work without fear.
Isso não pelo viés de saúde, eu acho pelo viés político.
Bolsonaro's downplaying of the virus has translated into efforts to veto protective measures at the federal level. He also put pressure on governors who put lockdowns in place to lift them. That includes João Dória, the governor of São Paulo, which is the hardest hit state in Brazil. Dr. Juliana Salles is a physician specialized in infectious diseases in São Paulo and a state director of CUT, the main trade union center in Brazil.
A situação dos hospitais aqui ainda é de sobrecarga, né? Em São Paulo, a gente viu.
She says that hospitals in São Paulo are overcrowded, and the situation is getting worse now that the state is allowing businesses to reopen. She says Bolsonaro's denial of the gravity of the pandemic means welfare measures have been insufficient, which explains why the worst outbreaks are happening in poorer areas, where people were never able to self-isolate properly. Bolsonaro still has strong support from his base, but his administration is in the middle of a political crisis. Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic has garnered opposition from members of the Supreme Court and Congress. Bolsonaro's administration remains without a Minister of Health almost 2 months after the previous one resigned. On the same day as Bolsonaro's announcement, his son, Senator Flávio Bolsonaro, made a first deposition on a suspected corruption case. Reporting for São Paulo for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.